My guest on the program right now is Corey Stockman. Corey is one of six Republican candidates for Boone County Supervisor. Corey, first, thanks for taking time to stop in.
Yes, thank you.
Let's let our listeners know a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background.
Okay. So I'm married originally from Ogden. I've been married for 17 years. We have two boys together, 16 and 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're the cornerstone of my life.
They keep you a little busy, don't they?
Yes. Sports and everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. I was born and raised there in Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I graduated high school from. And then continued my education at DMACC. Got a criminal justice degree down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, got hired on at the Boone County Law Enforcement Center and worked there as a jailer for 10 plus years. And in my last couple years there, I got to become jail sergeant in the jail and did that my last couple years and had some supervisory responsibilities.
Sure.
And so that's kind of where my career led me there.
Okay. I got you involved a little more with at the county level, how things were operating, at least through that department.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. After that, took another position. What, McFarland?
Yep. So that's my current position, where I currently am the environmental services manager.
Mm-hmm.
I lead a team currently now of about 66 employees.
That's a crowd.
Yeah. We have 28 different locations across Iowa. And there I'm responsible for, you know, managing a multi-million-dollar budget and strategic planning and, you know, and just making sure it's a good place for patients and staff to come into each and every day.
It's one of those things where you need to have everything get ready for the staff, but it's got to be patient accessibility.
So yes, absolutely.
Is that part of what attracted you to putting your name in there for supervisor?
Yeah, the big thing for me is, you know, the commitment to serve. You know, when I was at the sheriff's office, I had a little taste of that, you know, working with the board, you know, on different occasions.
And, sure.
And I've always had an interest in it, and I just wanted to wait till my kids got a little bit older so I could dedicate more time to the position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you... From your experience in there, you realize it takes time.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've been looking at, some of the things you've learned that you would like to really bring to this job.
So, you know, the first thing would be just, you know, a commitment to service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel that, you know, the residents and the people of Boone County need to have a voice, and I want to be that voice for those people.
You have that experience of running, again, for basically a public service group, which is McFarland, big budget, a lot of employees, a lot of staff. Got to keep people moving and keep things progressing, moving ahead. Kind of the same level the supervisors oversee for the county.
Yep. Large budgets and keeping track of budgets and approvals of different things and overseeing different projects and just moving the county forward, you know, looking at, you know, infrastructure and all those types of things.
So I kind of get the feeling you don't think there are really some real serious problems, issues like that, but things that could be fine-tuned, a different perspective. That's always something that boards need, having somebody with a little different perspective on things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I just want to bring to the table, is just a little different perspective. You know, it's going to be a learning curve to step into a position like that, but I feel with my experience and my dedication, I would be a good selection for that.
Mm-hmm. Having been in the public safety side, obviously that is, a lot of people don't realize just how big of a part of the overall budget that is now. They did separate out communications here in the last year or two. So it's sheriff's jailer together, but communications also a part of that. They're all tied together. It is a substantial part of the budget to maintain public safety.
Absolutely.
The other part, roads, Secondary, road department. Those are the two big parts of our budget, really. Bottom line, folks, that's where the dollars go most of the time.
Yep.
Since you're out there traveling on the roads, problems, issues, doesn't seem to be too much, or are they doing a good job? Because we've had transitions in several of these offices since you've been there.
Yeah, overall, I think, everything, they're doing the best job that they can.
Mm-hmm.
There's always room for improvement, and I think, we could look at different ways to improve that, and being an outsider looking in, I think it's one thing we could definitely look at if mm-hmm. we were, elected to get into the
sure.
office over there. It's always one thing that's always at the forefront when you talk to people out in the community is, like you just mentioned, the secondary roads and then, of course, the law enforcement center.
Yeah.
But definitely things we could look at.
Yeah. People always ask about property taxes. Obviously, that's the mantra.
Yeah.
But so Boone County, pretty low rate overall, and pretty tight budget. But some of the things you're looking at there, have you followed along with some of the issues or some of the things that are coming up? Because we do have a pretty low rate.
Yeah, we do have a real low rate or a lower rate.
The county, folks. The county.
Yeah, the county. You're correct there. And I think, if there was an increase in taxes, I think as long as the money was spent wisely and people understood where that money was going, I think a lot of it just comes back to communication and just being able to communicate with the reasons why, and mm-hmm. If people can see improvements where it benefits a majority, it's stuff like that, just people want to understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, county folks, the taxes are low. I know in the city of Boone, taxes are a little bit higher, and I'm not as experienced in that yet. Again, it'd be another learning sure. curve for me, but I'm willing to, I'm ready to learn about it.
A lot of different things in there. Obviously, economic development, I know people keep talking about that. Boone County does have, has basically done some things to provide some assistance for different groups. Landis, the most recent, where they're doing some things. I think AgReliant, when they built their plant out west of Ogden, that was another one where they had done some assistance, provided some help there. They've been kind of where it's their overall plan. I don't know if they do. It's an agricultural county. They kind of like to keep it that way, I guess. But we do know there's going to be growth. You've seen it as you travel to your different locations you have to go to.
Yes, absolutely.
So, thoughts on that? What are you thinking? Should they have a little more refined plan, or do you like the ag setting and we'll fill in where it comes?
I like the current setting. Mm-hmm. I think the way things are kind of moving and generated that way, I think it's working well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some other, do you have other thoughts about the office?
You mean like different aspects?
Just getting out to be with people and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, I think, things I would like to focus on would be like, community engagement, the mm-hmm. economic development, infrastructure improvement, public safety, and environmental stewardship. Those would be kind of my five highlights.
The big things you'd yep. really like to work on. All right. If people want to find out about you, your campaign, make contact, because primary's coming up real soon. People need to make decisions. You got to pick two out of the six. How's the best way they can get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook at Corey, Corey, for Boone County Board of Supervisors, or I can be reached at my email, where I'm always happy to answer any questions, and that email is CoreyStockman923@gmail.com.
Okay, and we know that the primary is going to be up real soon, and I know you guys get a chance to get out and visit with people. I'm sure you have people stop and say, "You got my vote." But then there are others going, "You're running for what?"
Yes.
So, again, it's getting the word out. Let people know that you have an interest and you would like their support.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just important to get out and vote. And, of course, I'd like to have your vote for the mm-hmm. June 4th primary and move on to the general election. Okay.
Thanks so much for taking time to come and visit with us.
Yes, thank you, Jim.